You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Welcome back to our special series, 12 Days of Sales Psychology, where we unwrap one sales psychology tactic per day until Christmas Eve. Today marks day three of our series, and we're diving into a fascinating topic, anchoring. If you've been following along, you might recall that yesterday we discussed the paradox of choice and consumer overwhelm. Missed it? Well, make sure to check it out after this episode. So, what exactly is anchoring? In the realm of sales and marketing, anchoring refers to the human tendency to rely heavily on the first piece of information offered when making decisions. This initial information, or anchor, sets the tone for everything that follows. In sales, this often manifests in the form of the first price presented, quality indicators, or other key product attributes. It's a psychological shortcut that our brains use to make complex decision-making more manageable. So it's all about cognitive biases. Our brains are wired to seek patterns and shortcuts to process the vast amount of information we encounter daily. When we're presented with a first piece of information, our brain uses it as a reference point, and subsequent information is interpreted based on this anchor. This is why the initial price or feature mentioned in a sales context can significantly influence a customer's perception and decision-making. Basically, when you see a high-end price point as your first exposure to a brand, for example, any other lower price you see after that seems like good value. Okay, delving deeper, let's explore what happens in our brains during this process. When we encounter an anchor, the prefrontal cortex responsible for decision-making becomes particularly active. It's processing this new information and establishing it as a baseline. As we receive more information, the brain constantly compares it to this baseline, and it influences our judgment and decisions, often subconsciously. Now, you might be wondering, why would a brand consider anchoring as part of their strategy? Wouldn't showing a high-end price point right off the bat turn people off? Well, this principle tells us not necessarily. Anchoring isn't just about setting a price point. It's about shaping your customer's perception. And here's how it might help your brand. First, it helps you establish your product's value. Anchoring helps in setting a perceived value for products or services. By introducing a high-end product first, brands can create a perception of quality and prestige that trickles down to their other offerings. Like if they see that you're selling a $1,500 mattress, and then the next one they see on your website is $800, you trigger them into thinking, well, that's a good deal. Another benefit to this is you end up guiding your customers' choices towards your desired choices. You want to be fair about it, of course. By setting a specific anchor, brands can subtly steer customers towards products that offer the best balance of profitability for your company and value for the customer. Observe your favorite brands and you might start noticing they do this quite often, especially the higher-end brands. So if your offering is mid-range to high-end, you might want to consider this tactic. Rolex sets a high price point for its luxury watches from the get-go, and by doing so, they establish a perception of exclusivity and high quality. This anchor affects how customers perceive other high-end watches on their website, making them seem more attainable or reasonably priced, while also reinforcing the prestige of the Rolex brand. Supermarkets like Whole Foods also do this. Ever notice how they often display premium products at eye level? This is a form of anchoring. By presenting more expensive items first, they set an anchor that makes other options seem more affordable. Now, think about your business and where this might fit in. I'll give you some scenarios where anchoring might be useful. One, product launches. When introducing a new product, Setting a higher initial price can create an anchor that adds to the product's perceived value and innovation. This is especially effective in technology and fashion industries. 2. Sales and promotions. During sales, anchoring the original price points before showing the discounted price can make the deal seem more attractive. 3. Service packages. For service-oriented businesses, introducing a premium package as the anchor can make the other packages seem more affordable. This is beneficial in industries like hospitality, consulting, and even wellness. 4. In real estate and high-value purchases, like car sales, showing a high-end property or model first can make other options seem more reasonably priced, even if they're still in the higher price range. Another example, menu design in restaurants. Using a high-end or a high-priced item as an anchor on a menu can make the rest of the menu items appear more affordable, subtly encouraging diners to spend more than they might have initially intended. The power of anchoring lies in its ability to influence customer perception and decision-making, often on a subconscious level. By setting a reference point through anchoring, your brand can effectively shape how your products or services are perceived and valued. How are you going to implement anchoring for your brand? Send me your thoughts. Visit 16ramos.com, reach out to me, and you know what, while you're at it, I think you'll find my new book really helpful. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. It is your ultimate playbook for using sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers. You can find it on 16ramos.com. And that wraps up our exploration of anchoring. Tomorrow, we'll delve into something truly fascinating, the bizarreness effect. Ever wonder why we remember odd or unusual information more easily than mundane details? Join us tomorrow to uncover the secrets of this intriguing psychological phenomenon. It's going to be weird and wonderful. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.